Hey, everyone, and welcome to the show. And Amy and I are here. I think I got Amy. We're a little late getting on. I should say I am. Right, Amy? You're here. And can you hear me okay? Amy G? Maybe she can. Anyway, welcome to the show. Amy, are you here? Are you there? I'll give her a second or two to respond. And I'm glad we're here today. It's been a little tumultuous here in South Florida. We've had a hurricane, threat of a hurricane, and now we're back on track and we're doing the shows, and it was a little crazy. So I'm glad everyone is here today, and I'm glad we're doing the show today, and everything. So Amy, you're here, right? Can you hear me? I'm not sure what the problem is. I'm gonna actually call you. Hold on. Or can you call back in, because it's not picking up, if that's okay. Thank you. She'll call back in and we could talk, and she's got a really special show prepared for you guys, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Anyway, it's all about a legacy, and a legacy of staying true to yourself. How cool is that? And staying on course and everything. So, oh, there she is. Let's see. Can you hear me now? Yes.
Yes, ma'am, I can.
I'm not sure what the problem was, but you're here now, and Murphy's Law, sometimes whatever can go wrong will go wrong. But we always correct it, and welcome to your show. And tell us, I told a little bit, but you have a passion for the legacy, leaving a legacy and being a legacy. So share with us today what we're going to talk about.
I'd like to continue. Good morning, everyone. Hope y'all have had a wonderful Labor Day weekend. I know everyone on the East Coast, prayers, and praying that everyone's still staying safe, and even for those in the Bahamas as they pick up on their recovery. So, any prayers for sure. Yes. And I've been seeing a lot of the cruise lines, and so that's been really touching my heart, considering that my family's enjoy cruises. So it's been really nice to see Carnival Cruise, Royal Caribbean, and the likes stepping in. So,
the cruise lines. Yeah, I agree with you on the cruise line and everything. So, and they've done some wonderful things, and I know that's your passion, cruising, Amy G. So. That's good.
Well,
so,
in the spirit of that, it's sort of kind of staying in the same line of what we talked about last week of legacy of staying your course. You know, even just like with the cruise line, you got to regroup. But just like with this hurricane coming in, and it's how we handle unfortunate things that are happening that are out of our control and stay in our course. And, you know, Tari, I know that you've had times in your life that has been really trying, and you know, getting back in, and your passion of building angel coaches and helping the masses around the world, not just, you know, here in the States. And so I wanted to talk today about just what are some of the things that we do, or maybe some ideas of what we do, is what I always say, keep our train on the track. You know, what am I doing? What are we doing to keep our train rolling? And just like we talked last week, that stopping or being able to recognize when you need to stop and pause when your train is just running too hot, like you've just put too much coal in it, and you're like, okay, we got to slow this down a little bit so we can enjoy the scenery a little bit, or make sure that we are on the same path, or do we need to, you know, hop onto another track? Those are some of the things that I wanted to talk about, stay in your course. Just like a cruise ship, how many of them had to come into dock, the hurricanes come in, and they couldn't embark the next set of, you know, customers coming on, but they had to go back out to sea to, you know, protect the crew and the ships and so forth. And so sometimes I feel like I'm just like in, you're seeing Mother Nature and businesses stay their course and protect what they've invested. And that's where today's show is sort of, how do we do that within our own self? How do we protect what we've invested thus far and still stay the course, even though we have like a detour, or we have to just go and hang out at sea for a little bit, which leads to the next point of how do you stay when you don't see the plant growing, but you know you planted the seed, and you have to stay in belief that seed is growing. although you can't.
Are you talking about staying true to
yourself? I'm struggling with that.
I hear we all do, but you're talking about staying true to yourself, right? Your dreams and your goals, correct?
Yes, but staying in that, you know, in belief, or staying on your path of, you know what, I'm still putting that $5 in my coffee can, or I'm going to save $20 and not buy that bottle of wine that I always want to buy every week, or, you know what, I'm not going to go out 2 days this week, I'm only going to go out and meet my friends one day, or I'm only going to go to lunch, I'm not going to go, you know, to the concert this week, I'll go next month. What are those things that we are saying, not go without, but we're changing to reach our bigger goals? Because I want to go to Paris, I want to go to Europe, I want to go back to New Zealand for not just 2 weeks, I want to go for a month. You know, well, that requires a little bit more money than it does if you just went for 2 weeks. What are those goals, and how do we stay
right
on path?
Okay, so are you talking about are you talking about saving money, or are you talking about getting in your mind, changing your mindset to save money to go on that goal? Help me on that one. What are you saying? Because
yeah,
people are going to save
a little bit of both. Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, it's just I think we're all striving for our own, whether it's our passion or maybe it's a goal. You know, are we having to sit down and journal every day? So are we helping ourselves do some, you know, healing, some inner growth? Are we planning for a trip? So maybe somebody else might be trying to save to take that dream trip. Right now, I feel like I'm in a different season in my life where I've been working towards my dream home. No, it's not here, but staying on track that it's happening, it's working. I don't have this building structure up to go, yes, look, I'm building my dream home, but I know the seeds are planted. One of just something that I do is, and I hadn't done in a while because I had been traveling, and I went out to the site of where I'm building my dream home and sat there and just imagined, you know, this is the view from my front porch, this is a view from my back porch. And that was something to me that felt really nice, and it was comforting. And yet, if I were to share that maybe with other people, they'd be like, you're crazy. There's nothing there. That's not your front porch. It's how we visualize our train in life. And are we staying the course? And what are we doing to stay the course? Those are some little things that we do on our everyday walk to stay the course to achieve those goals.
Right. Okay. I'm going to agree with you on that. But here's another perspective, okay? I have those are great dreams. But I think that a big point here that you're making or in the process of making, is that how do you – okay, so you've got this coffee can, so to speak, or your piggy bank or whatever you use, and you're putting $5-$10 in there or an account at the bank. So, you know, I have a client, actually, she's going to – be doing a show with me on Friday. She says, I've made a PowerPoint presentation of how much money I need to make, how much money I need to save, my goals and my dreams. And she's got it in a PowerPoint presentation that she is doing. And she's got, I'll send it to you today. Okay. So isn't that cool?
That's cool. That's a great idea.
Yeah. She's very, very good about that. And then I have another client that made a dream board. Her and her daughter did. And, dream, you know what I'm talking about, where she's got the ultimate goal and then which she wants to do. And then her daughter is doing that with her. And so they each made their dream board. So I think that's something that you can do, and you put it out, and so you have to see it. Because, you know, one of her dream boards is to lose a certain amount of weight before, you know, before she had an event come up, and her daughter wants to sing and, you know, and has that dream board about where she wants to sing, where she wants to go to school, and all that. So a dream board, a PowerPoint presentation. But I think that you've got to have some visual aids there to stay your course, to do what you've got to do, right? You know.
I agree.
I think that's important. And you know, because you have your own visual aids. I know that you do what you do. You know, and I write things down and do what I do, that a PowerPoint or a dream board, you know, is cool, because some of us aren't tech savvy, right, to do that. And but what's your thoughts on that, and what do you feel like we need to do? So just a couple ideas. I was like,
so,
wow.
Yeah, that, you know, yeah, that's exactly what I wanted. That's exactly what I wanted today's show to be about, of just not just talking about, you know, hey, this is, I think it's important to find out what is it that we're doing in our everyday walk that is also taking care of that fire inside of us. If it's a, whether it's something, you know, your dream home, or if it's a dream vacation, or maybe going back to school, or really digging deep and going, you know what, I need to heal this wound inside of me. I think those are all the differences. So it's not necessarily like, let's just $5 in a coffee can, because you know what, there's somebody else out there that's going, I don't need to worry about putting $5 in the coffee can, but I need to heal this wound from why I keep dating, or I went through a divorce or a death, a loss. It's not necessarily, you know, bad relationships.
Right.
It's the loss of losing your loved one and getting back out there, because it's been, you know, 5 years, 10 years. And what are those? And not necessarily meaning that just because you've lost a loved one, or that you've come out of divorce or a bad relationship, or whatever the reason is of why you're single, of having to get back out there and just be, okay, I need to start dating because I need a partner. We've talked, I wouldn't say extensively, but I've battled that many times. And that's where I've also found my passion, where it's not so much, okay, yes, it'd be nice to have my partner in life, but just like my dream home, he's out there and he's coming. But in the meantime, I'm enjoying some travel time, enjoying traveling, visiting with friends, or just even being at home and having a 2-hour conversation with some of my older girlfriends that we go
months
without talking, and sometimes we just stop. It's taking that time. And I think that's what today, what Tree, like you and I, just really brainstorming to help others of ideas, a dream board, a PowerPoint. We talked about last time, just making a list, or just having that one idea of, you know what, I do want to go to Europe. And what are you doing today that's helping you get there? Have you researched it? How much is it going to cost? Where would you stay? You know, get that information. Okay, how much is a flight? If I booked it now and I want it to go next May, how much is a flight right now? You can get estimates on things. You know, if it is building your dream home, same thing for me. It's like, how much is the cost of? It's like, now I'm making a list of what kind of wood would I want for my cabinet? What appliances would I want? These are all questions builders are going to ask. So I might not have my dream home. The structure might not be up, but I can still work and keep the positive of, these are all decisions I'm going to eventually have to make. So while I have the time and I'm not rushed, I can look at an array of countertops and materials to use, or appliances. Those are all things that I feel like are positive, that help us stay on track and stay our course, whatever course that may be right now. And it might be a two-part, like, there's things that I'm working on to still heal myself, to be more complete and not feel that if I'm sitting, rather I'm sitting at a table with a bunch of my girlfriends, or I'm sitting across the table from a male friend and they happen to say something, or maybe bring up a situation and it's too close to home, working on things that, why did I feel that way when I heard that story, or when I encountered coming across somebody from my past and how it made me feel. What is it within inside me that made me feel this way and not this way? I think those are some of the key points, too, that we have to stop to help us continue healing, which is evolving and growing.
Okay. So let me recap. I want to make sure I get it. So you're saying, all right, you're looking at yourself, staying on track with the why, you know, like with your home, you have all the things, like shopping for the wood, shopping for the whatever floors, okay. Dating, I'm touching on lightly on stuff, dating. instead of trying to find the date, working on yourself to heal the wounds that so you don't attract the same kind of girl or guy, whatever you want. You know, that again, so you want a different type of relationship, then you have to work on yourself first, right? That's what you're saying? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And okay, good. And then, so by the way, the lady did a PowerPoint presentation on the kind of guy too. And so that's part of what she's doing, or she did. That's funny. And so that's what you're saying. Also, you're doing the dream boards and all that kind of stuff for whatever you're trying to create. Correct? Is that what you're saying too?
Yeah, I love that idea.
That's what.
Right, like this. Today is just brainstorming of what are some of the ideas, and I think between you and I, there are, you know, already just right now this morning on the show, you know, a dream board, a PowerPoint, sitting down making a list, maybe making some phone calls or Googling to find some cost of information if it's, you know, want to travel somewhere or go somewhere or, you know, finally build your dream home of, you know, what do you have in your savings? What do you need to put in there? You know, is there a certain area you want to go buy a house? Would you build a house? Would you buy a house? Would you downsize? Maybe there's others out there where they're empty nesting, so it's downsize. Go look at condos. Would you move or would you stay in the area? All these things of, you know, I feel like sometimes I come across people that it's like, oh, I need to do this, and I got this, and it's just like, oh, it's never going to happen, you know. That's
right,
where I'd like
right,
to
I agree.
help those and have ideas of don't ever say it's never going to happen. Just what are you doing right now to reach that goal? You know, I've come across women, and same with you, I'm sure, of just like, you know, I've just gone through a divorce and, you know, my ex has already been dating, whether male or female, you know, they've already been dating and now they're engaged and I haven't even thought about dating yet and I just can't think about dating. And so, yeah, there is some healing that comes in. Sometimes it's longer for others and sometimes others just jump in without that healing and then you do find out that they're just in perpetual relationships because they're not doing the work to really heal. You're just taking it into another relationship sometimes. And then you wonder why, oh, I met this nice girl or guy, and it's like, oh, well, now they're not so nice, or, you know, is it really that other person or is it you? You know, are you the common denominator that what's going on here? And that's hard.
Right.
To stop and
I agree with you that, you're right. It is. It's hard because I looked at myself before in the past and I go, different man, same, the one constant is me. I was like, maybe I need to work on myself before I go into another relationship. You know, and I did. And I stayed by myself for a long time. Being alone is different than being lonely. That's a big one right there, you know, too.
Yes.
So,
amen, sister, on that one. And that...
Yeah, I know you're doing that.
I said it a lot, and I'm not alone, you know. And then other times I will, another key phrase that you've heard me say is, you know, I may be alone, but I'm not lonely, you know.
There you go.
I'm not alone because I'm working on myself. Those are some key phrases that I have to remind myself of, oh, my God, you're still single. And I have been single, you know, for a little while. I have, you know, I've dated here and there, but in the bigger scheme of things, it's been a while. So with a lot that I have in my life, Tari, you know a lot of, even in the in-depths, and I think we talk a little bit about it on the shows and stuff, but, you know, there is always that question, oh, my God, why are you not dating? It's a choice. And that would be something that I hope somebody hears today through the show of, I'm still working on some things. And at the same time, with my own life coach, I'm also making that list of what I'm looking for that is going to be that match of, I'm very eccentric. I go 100 miles an hour. but sometimes when I hit my zero, I can hit my zero, and I might not get out of my house for 12 hours or a whole day. I can stay in my house sometimes and just do laundry and veg. And does it happen all the time? No. Most of my time, I'm running pretty hot. So finding someone that is going to be just as driven in some areas and yet low-key in some areas and yet have the balance of, you know what, we've been working so much, it's time for a getaway, that would be able to enjoy that with me. My passion
right.
of just that, of being able to travel and get away, whether it's a weekend, a week, 2 weeks, a month maybe, I don't know. But it's definitely in my heart, and I think all of our listeners know that I love to travel. I don't see that something where I'm like going to hang up my hat and retire from right now. I just like feel like I just started that journey. So being single is not me saying, oh, there's not a guy out there. I think being single is right now, like Tari, it's like it'll come, which leads me back to I've planted a seed by making my list of my dream guy. Trying to honor myself of, you know what, I know I don't want this in my life. So until
right.
that person comes and like starts matching the things on my list, that I don't have to settle. And not saying that we all do, but there are parts in us that we say, you know what, this is as good as it gets. It's okay. And we overlook some major red flags. So it's really not surprising that if you don't deal with those in the relationship, that it could ultimately destroy your relationship. I'm not saying red flags will, you know, for sure end a relationship. It's just the awareness of these are some things to work out. Are they workable with this person? Can y'all sit here and say, you know what, I need to do this for myself, or I need you to help me meet here? Are those things that you can really overcome? And I think some red flags, they're red flags so that you can address, deal with them. And you can overcome them. There's other red flags that if your partner's not willing to help you on that journey, you can't. It's like co-parenting. You can't co-parent if the other parent is angry and bitter and still wants to call you every name in the book. You can't. You know, as much as you want to
That's
be nice
very
and
true.
turn into Mother Teresa and be like, okay, and be very passive and understanding and let them just go off on you every time they have it, it's just not possible to turn around and go, okay, yeah, we're co-parenting. That's not how that works, you know. So those are just some of the things that I feel like I have challenged myself this week, or not so much challenged myself, that I feel like I'm embracing these challenges of, yes, I have my dream home, my forever home. I want to travel. What am I doing? You know what, Amy, just because you don't see the structure of a house going up doesn't mean that you're not working on your dream house. We
right.
have a piece of land. So going out there, visualizing it, that is something that I'm doing or starting to do again that I feel is helping me keep that train on its track. I got my train on the track. I feel like it's at a good little speed. I'm embracing the comfort of that speed. There was probably 5 months ago that Tareem and I was going like, man, I'm ready. I wanted the train to go really fast. Well, over these past 5 months, I've understanding of why, you know what, Mother Nature knows when I'm going to be ready for this. And
right.
there are some other blessings that are coming down the pipe that it's like, oh, wow, if I would have started it 5 months ago, I might be missing out on something, you know, bigger and greater, a different location. So it's keeping me on my course still. I'm still going towards that. So this is that check and balance. I'm still staying the course. I might have to sit at sea for a little bit like a cruise line, but I'm going to come back. Doc, I'm still staying the course. And that would be the question today to ask. What are you doing today that is helping you stay that course? If you're at sea for a little bit and you're looking back at the dock, do you still visualize what's in your heart? Rather, it's, like I said, working on yourself. If it's achieving a passion, you always wanted to travel or you always wanted to go skydiving, you know, just even it's inexpensive and yet expensive, you know. So what are you doing to save the $500, $600, $900, you know, different locations and places? It will be, the price will be different, you know. So hopefully
right.
today's show will jog you know, jog your brain to go, what am I doing? Am I putting up that $5 to get to my $500? And today's a good check and balance. You know, maybe every Monday or every Wednesday, a hump day, you know, you see on social media, it's hump day, you know, that you just check yourself. Like, you know, checking your oil, you look at your gauges in your car. It's a check. It's a check and balance of where am I? Am I still on track? Or what do I need to do? Or, you know what? Hey, I just work this extra job and I'm going to put all that money up for my trip to Europe or my dream home. Or, you know what? I am going to go to that counseling session, the grief counseling, and I'm going to pay the $25 because maybe I need to start doing that a little bit more. I've read all the books on grief. Now I need to probably go and be in a group setting and be surrounded with those that are on the same journey as I am, dealing with grief or a loss, or maybe even just giving back to the community, you know, getting out there volunteering. I know, Tari, that you're sitting there, you know, you were talking yesterday. It's just like as you get out in the world, whether it's volunteering or helping others, that sometimes that's where you will meet other people. It could, you know, your life partner could come across your path, or another great friend that will be in your life for the next 20 years that takes you into, you know, y'all grow old. You have childhood friends, and then you have middle-aged new friends, you know, childhood friends, coworkers that become great friends.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and I agree with you on that. So, you know, we're doing it. And the best part about what you're talking about, Amy, is staying the course. And, you know, this morning I woke up and I said to myself, I go, you know, Tari, I'm expecting the universe, God, the angels, to give me something wonderful today. And then when you say that, that's huge, okay?
Right.
It just is, right? So, you know, wake up and say that. I was talking to a client really early this morning. I said, you know what? You're bitching and you're moaning and you're groaning. And I go, I see you do that. I go, bottom line, learn the system, the situation that you're in, and then go in there not bitching and moaning and saying, hey, I'm going to have the best day ever. And I could feel her saying, why do you say that to me? Because it's true. That's what I told her. I said, because it's true. So this morning I said to myself, I am expecting the universe to give me something wonderful today. And, you know, it already has, and I'm super excited about it. And I am grateful because I get to run this weekend. I'm grateful because I get to run today. That's my thing. I love to run, you know.
That's awesome.
You know, yeah. So what do you, you know, just checks and balances of your own self, what you expect you, the best you to be. And I think that's really
right.
One of the things that you're really sharing with us today. So, you know,
right.
So anybody's listening now or later, that's a big one right there. Don't you think?
Yeah, that's, I hope that is a message that someone receive. It's just even like how we talk about loyalty, you know, having the wisdom, integrity, you know, honesty. And it's just, I know you and I have talked back and forth. It's, you know, wisdom, sitting down and knowing, being wise of this is a good path for me, you know,
but
the hardest part when we have that epiphany of, you know, I think you've said it or I've seen it or, you know, it could be a post that I've seen of a friend, but it's like, you know, the saying of wisdom is knowing what path to take. And that's great when you can sit here and go, okay, I want to take this road. I want to go down this road or I want to do this. And that's great. You have some clarity. You know, you're going to be wise. You're going to start saving money or you're going to start going to that counseling session or you're going to start, you know, venturing out with your girlfriends to get out a little bit and not be a hermit because, you know, that's not helping with depression or anxiety. I'm going to start doing this. So you know your path, but the hard part where I feel like integrity is doing it, actually taking that step and okay, I'm going to drive on this road. And when no one's looking or when no one is going to force you to do it, no one's going to say, hey, put that $5 up. Don't you want to go skydiving? Don't you want to go to Europe? You know, that's the hard part sometimes as adults. We don't have that teacher, that professor from college or our parents reminding us, make your bed, put your money up. Did you pay your lunch account? Did you do this? And we have to do that for ourselves. And that is the integrity part of life, of doing things when no one's looking, doing things, staying the course and honoring yourself of, okay, I want to do this, and that's great. But the integrity part is sitting there and putting that one foot forward, or putting your running shoes on, because you know what? You're going to go run this weekend. And no one's sitting here,
right.
I'm not going to call you up. Hey, Tari, don't forget, you need to wake up at 5 o'clock and go run. You know, integrity is taking that path, taking that road. And that's what I hope someone gets today, of what is in your heart. Put it on paper, put it on a dream board, put it on a PowerPoint, put it on your mirror with lipstick, you know, put Post-its wherever in your kitchen, on your fridge, on, you know, if you're trying to lose that 2 pounds, 5 pounds, get back in that pair of jeans or that dress, you know, put a sticky note of, you know, no more ice cream, no more whatever. What are you doing to take the path that, that you have done the work, that you've come, given yourself this time and energy, and be wise and go, this is what I want for me. And I think saying that is being wise, loving yourself, having the wisdom to know you deserve to be loved, and loving your own self is enough.
Right. Yeah, you're right. That's very, very, very good. I appreciate that. Listen, we're just about out of time, so I think we are. And so we're going to have to end the show. It's a great topic that you had, and thank you for sharing so much about staying the course, being true to yourself. Don't ever, ever, ever stop dreaming, and put a PowerPoint presentation. Stay on your train track. That's good. and a vision board. I love it. Anyway, you always have some good shows, Amy. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank
we'll
you.
We'll see you next Thursday. Yeah. Next Thursday at 11 a.m. East Coast. Yeah, exactly. Go. How do you want to close the show? Because you always do such a good job.
Get up, take a shower, and keep your train on the track.
Right, and make sure you eat your vegetables. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week at 11 a.m. East Coast, 10 a.m. Central, and 8 a.m. Mountain. And, of course, 7 a.m. Or 8 a.m. Pacific. Take care, everybody. Have a great now. We'll see you next week.
Have a great week.